After 10 days, the 53rd Berlin International Film Festival ended over the weekend, as Germans on the streets and in the theaters denounced American plans for war against Iraq. American stars paraded through news conferences, and Hollywood movies won 3 of the festival's top prizes. But in recent years, Berlin has been recognized as a forum for new movies from China, both independent works made outside government control and commercial movies made in Hong Kong. David Darcy reports.
Remnants is the name of a 3-hour documentary about a neighborhood in Beijing that the Chinese government leveled to build new apartments. Director Wan Bing spent a year with unemployed teenagers living there in makeshift buildings, waiting to be resettled. These are the kind of people who rarely get filmed in China. The young people accepted Wan Bing as one of them. After all, he said, he went broke filming them.
I didn't have enough money to do even the first part of the film. My girlfriend supported me. She uses spare time to do some jobs and to make some money, and so I have to borrow equipment, money from everywhere I can find, anybody I can find.
It sounds like the life of an American independent filmmaker, but in America, independents have a festival circuit and may even get their films into theaters. Independents in China have been making films for more than a decade in the same way Wan Bing made Remnants, but they don't have access to government-controlled theaters, and to get scarce government money, state censors have to approve their scripts. Their numbers keep growing anyway, says Christian Teherta of the Berlin Festival, who was inundated with tapes on his last visit to China.
Filmmakers kept coming in all day. I was watching tapes in the hotel. I was watching films in different cinemas, in the studios. It is a much more open society than most people imagine China to be nowadays. I'd say the system is still a rigid system, but it has huge holes, and these holes keep getting bigger.
Tapes and DVDs can be bought from the filmmakers themselves or seen in video clubs, but that limited distribution keeps the audience small. Unless you know one of the filmmakers, it can be easier to see one of these films at the Berlin Festival. This year, Christian Teherta showed 4 new Chinese films, and 14 last year.
I went to a conference in Beijing of Chinese documentary filmmakers who were discussing why they were making films. I mean, in Western countries, they would be discussing how to raise funds for their films, but not why they were making films. That was something that really took me. And there were 2 factions, really. The one were saying that they have to show their films abroad in order to get recognized, and the others were saying, we have to show the films here. That's the most important goal of a documentary filmmaker. Why make documentaries if you can't show the films in your country? And that's the biggest problem they have. They are recognized by international festivals and audiences, but within the country they are not known, and the films they make are not seen by those they make them for.
The independent movement in China is now diverse. Independents are making dramas, comedies, documentaries like Wan Bing's, and what might be called experimental art films. But these new filmmakers are less interested in political change than they are in showing the world around them, says film historian Lin Shudong.
Most of the filmmakers, especially the independent filmmakers, they said maybe they have a responsibility about the social problems and the reality, what is real true. They have their own ideas of what is true, what is not. So if they got the money, they won't think of what is permitted, what is not permitted. That's the way they shoot films. They want to tell people how they understand the reality.
Some subjects are off limits. Politics, religion, ghost stories, homosexuality. And if you want to show violence or sex, it can't be explicit. It isn't just independents who have to be careful. Hong Kong director Johnny To has faced those boundaries trying to make commercial films. He shoots films destined for the huge mainland Chinese market in mainland China, because only 20 films a year can be imported, and Hong Kong films are still considered imports. Without politics, religion, or much sex allowed on the screen in the mainland, he says, you're limited.
A family movie. It's like they're home alone, it's okay.
To's recent film shot in China was a family comedy for Chinese New Year. The film he premiered in Berlin, shot in Hong Kong, is a detective story. It's called PTU, about a special police unit. Also making its European premiere in Berlin was Infernal Affairs, a Hong Kong thriller about a mole from a gang or triad who infiltrates the police force. The gang mole was never caught, so the directors say they had to shoot a second ending so Infernal Affairs could play in Islamic Malaysia, where kissing on screen is banned and on-screen criminals must be punished. In mainland China, movie criminals also can't get away with crimes. In the second ending, the mole is caught by the police. It sounds like a compromise, but producer Jeffrey Shan says it's an accepted practice so films can make money all over Asia.
Our traditional markets are like Southeast Asia and all these Chinese communities. We have to kind of respect their different ideological concerns in different countries. Not written in black and white, but it's just the bad cannot get away. So if you end up with a storyline like a triad had been successfully planted a mole in the police, that would really can't get through the censorship. Either we edit it out in a very abrupt manner, because we are aware of this, so we rather suit a different, slightly different ending to make it commercial release in different market.
Infernal Affairs is a huge hit in Hong Kong. It plays in New York next month at the new director's New Films Festival at the Museum of Modern Art. Warner Brothers has bought the remake rights for Brad Pitt to play the mole. Now it's up to the Hollywood studio if it wants to let Pitt kiss his likely co-star Jennifer Aniston, or whether it wants the film to play in Malaysia. For NPR News, I'm David Darcy in Berlin.